Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NMAC South Bass Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30. If you cannot listen, and that's Pacific time, by the way, 9:30 Pacific time. If you cannot listen live to this program, you can always listen to the podcast by going to www.blogtalkradio.com. Punch in the NMAC South Bass Break Show. You'll get every single show that we have ever done. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week, and we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. And I got something I want to tell you about that's brand new. Don't forget to look at Jovan Alford's brand new website. It's going to be terrific. And that's not patting myself on the back. That's factual. Just go to www.achoopsdigest.com every day, and you'll learn a lot about basketball. Okay, is it time? Yeah, it's time because Trevor Hoff is here. I don't want to keep him waiting any longer, who leads us off each week, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. Trevor, you survived a trip to Eugene, and you live to talk about it on the NWAC South Fast Break Show.
No doubt. It was a really fun day for us to get out of Coos Bay and be able to face some different opponents. So we were able to get a few scrimmages in there at Lane, and we played Oregon Club, and then we also played South Puget Sound, who came down. So just a great time of year to play somebody else, you know, and this time, we're running the offense and guys are knowing what's going on. So it's nice to play against different teams, different guys, different styles. Probably the best part about playing against South Puget Sound is that they pressed the whole game and they don't play any man to man. So, that was just, our guys are kind of like, okay, what do we do? And we're like, okay, let's figure it out. Cause teams are going to do that. So, I thought our guys handled it well, and I thought we competed really hard and we learned a lot. So, good experience.
And it's definitely critical, as you pointed out on the program, to not only scrimmage, but scrimmage against an opponent rather than yourself. That's fun, but it gets old and you learn a lot, as you did in Eugene.
Yeah, no doubt. The different styles, like I said, just playing against different styles too is great. And having officials there that are calling the games the way they're going to be called, because we don't call things as tight in practice. So, seeing how it is with officials there and playing against somebody else was really good.
Now, really critical to that weekend too, Trevor, was there any sort of hospitality room there? I mean, was there even a glass of water?
You know what? I didn't even go looking, so you'll have to ask the next guy. But it was well-run event. Everything was smooth, and other than that, I thought everything was great.
We like that. Everything great. I like that term. Hey, tell us about your team as we head to almost the end of Halloween. Another Halloween flies by. It's October 31st. How you feeling about your club right now? And you did have a good weekend to learn a lot about your club.
Yeah, we got to play a lot of guys. We're still getting to know each other, really, with only two sophomores back. So we were trying different combinations and seeing how, this group of guys played together. And we wanted to see a couple different guys in the lineup at the same time. Competitive group. I thought we shot it pretty good this weekend. So I think we're going to be a good shooting team. And I thought we pushed the ball well too. We were playing pretty fast and scoring. So all of that stuff was pretty good. But I think the best part is just, like I said, just getting all the news, getting new guys to play together and just see what it's like and kind of experiment with some different lineups and stuff like that. I think that was really good for us also.
Trevor, is there something that kind of really stands out at this time of year? And I know coaches are never satisfied, nor should they be, but is there something that you're pretty darn excited about as you head towards your opener?
Well, you know, I think I'm just excited that this group is excited. They are basketball junkies, and I think they like being around each other, and they like competing. So those are really good qualities, and they're having fun. We're having fun in practice, and we had fun on Saturday. We had fun in the vans on the way over, on the way back. I mean, and we were so tired. I mean, we played – 2 40-minute games and then another 10-minute, basically another 10-minute quarter. So we were tired, but I think that was fun, and I think they just had a fun time together, which is what it's all about at the end of the day. It's about this experience of playing college basketball and building relationships and spending time together, and I thought we really just enjoyed the whole day.
Very good. Hey, Trevor, in conclusion tonight, I'm going to ask all the coaches, I always ask one question the same. I've been in a lot of discussions lately, some a little bit heated, although we came out with only one black eye. But the three-point shot in basketball, boy, it's so critical. It's so important to the structure of the game, and it wins games. It can lose you a few games occasionally. But it's quite an evolution, and you better have some three-pointers on your team, I think, if you want going to win ball games.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's the game has changed where almost 1 through 5, everybody on the team it can shoot the three, is going to shoot the three, and, teams are going to shoot a lot of threes nowadays, a lot more than they used to, and I think there used to be some of us that did shoot more than others, but it's very prevalent now. And you're right, that shooting is more important, and shortening the shot clock and people playing zone, you got to have some shooters out there for sure. Shooters are something that, we all want, that's for sure.
Great lead off once again. As I always say to everybody that leads off our Blog Talk radio programs, they'd make $10 million if they were a lead off hitter in Major League Baseball. You're that outstanding. Thank you, Trevor, and have a great week. And I'll see you in person very soon. And we'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. Now let's swing over to beautiful Eugene, Oregon. And talk to the yogurt crowd, as someone explained it earlier. No, we're going to talk to Bruce Kafka, the head men's basketball coach at Lane Community College, who is getting a lot of plot. I don't particularly care for this. Is getting a lot of plaudits from, Coach Landon, Coach Hoff, about the way you put on that scrimmage this weekend, and that seems out of character for you.
Greg, thanks for having me on the show tonight, and I heard a really great rumor today that you went to work today dressed as the legendary owner of the Oakland Raiders, Al Davis. Is that true?
Yes, I did. Greatness is within the realm of possibility.
That's outstanding. Good for you. I'm glad you had a good Halloween. I thought for sure you'd be throwing a house party tonight or something for Halloween, but you chose our show instead, I see.
Oh, no, you guys are much more important. Plus I had a long discussion today with the Food Network, which will, be up at, they're going to do some documentaries on NWAC hospitality rooms, so I know you'll have one for the Dale Bates tournament.
Oh, boy. The pressure is on, my man. The pressure is on.
And also, I was busy on the phone trying to get my seat selection for the Lane Titans season tickets, It's pretty critical nowadays, these people that sell these tickets, they're not, sometimes they're not up on the sight lines and everything. I'm pretty picky where I sit.
Yeah, I'm glad you purchased those, and hopefully we'll get to see you at a few games here at, I like to call it, Lane State University. It'll be a fun time.
And as Al Davis would say, the greatness of the Titans.
Yeah, that's a good one. There you go. That's perfect. Right on cue.
Hey, Bruce, what did you learn about your team this weekend? You had some strong teams in there. I know you're pleased about the direction you're going. Tell our listeners how you felt about the weekend in Eugene.
You know, I was excited. I going into it, I was concerned about a lot of different things. But, you know, one of the things that I'd love to have this time of year with scrimmages is that we play passionate, that we're into it, we're present, tons of energy, that kind of thing. And, you know, I told our guys, forget what the scoreboard is. You know, we want to be – defend and rebound and play tough with energy and that kind of deal. And then we did, and that's something that I was actually satisfied with and excited about. And, cause it, you know, sometimes you never know kind of deal what's going to happen, especially at the junior college level. And, you know, we showed up and played with a ton of energy and bounced to us. And, I was super excited to see that. So that was fun.
Bruce, for the most part, the NWAC is a real speedy league. It's got a lot of quickness, a lot of players with quick hands, but at the same time, it's got some outstanding shooters. The three-point shot certainly is a huge part of the NWAC.
It is, you know, and I think I've coached, you know, sort of at all three levels of the JUCO. I was an assistant at the National JUCO and then spent some time in California and then now in the NWACs. And people ask me, well, compare it or talk about all three of them kind of thing. And I think the NWAC is definitely guard oriented. And you're right. There's a lot of quick players, quick teams, that kind of thing. And shooting's essential, you know. I mean, if a team that's maybe not having a great year, if they all of a sudden get hot and shoot lights out in the game, they could upset anybody. And I think, you know, we all strive to have balance on offense, you know, with shooting and inside-outside game kind of thing. But the name of the game is putting the ball in the goal. And if you can't do that, you're going to be in trouble no matter, you know, how well your defense is and all that other stuff. So you got to be able to shoot it. And I think, you know, definitely in the South here, we all try to recruit shooters and do a good job of utilizing the three-point shot. So it's a fun, challenging league, no doubt, when it comes to that.
And once again today, Bruce, I was thinking about the NWAC, as I often do NWAC basketball, and you're a basketball expert as well as a successful coach in the NWAC. Been at it a long time with a great deal of success. It's pretty phenomenal how condensed this season, and we're talking here as we go into November 1st. Before we know it, it'll be March 1st, and it'll come playoff time. It just flies by, and the preparation every day is important to get to that March 1st.
You're right, it is, and I remember talking to our guys, you know, not too long ago, hey, it's going to be Halloween, you know, before you know it, And, you know, last couple practices I've talked about, hey, you know, it's going to be Thanksgiving before you know it. So, trying to get our guys to stay on track and that kind of deal. So, you're right, it flies by. And, I mean, we started school, I think this is the fifth week already of a 10-week quarter. So, it flies by, and you're right, before you know it, we'll blink and look up and it'll be Christmas. So, it's fun. Basketball season is close, and it's a fun time of year for me. I mean, I love watching football and following all that, and World Series, and you know, the NBA started. College hoops is going to start here pretty quick, and then our games will start. So it's a fun – I wish we could press pause and just be at this for the next 9 months. This would be a fun time, or it is a fun time.
Very well said. Hey, Bruce, have a great week. We'll catch up with you in person soon. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Thanks for having me. Have a good week. Take care of yourself.
You betcha. Thank you very much. The always kind and gracious Bruce Chopka of Lane Community College, Eugene, Oregon. Now let's go up the road about 120 miles, and we'll talk to Tony Broaddus the outstanding men's basketball coach at Portland Community College, who has won both a state championship in high school and the NWAC championship. Phenomenal double dip there, Tony, and I know that's always something you will cherish.
Yes, indeed, Greg. I will always treasure it, man. The guys, the coaches, and everyone that was involved in those championships, man. But, hey, how's it going? I'm glad to be on your show. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure to have you on, and thank you very much for that, Tony. And it's going to be a pleasure to see you in person. You got some challenges this week. It is a jamboree, but you'll learn a lot about your team as you head over to Clackamas Community College this Sunday for that their 23rd annual jamboree. It starts at 9 o'clock, and it's got another outstanding field.
Yes, sir. We will be in the jamboree at Clackamas this Saturday, the Panthers, and we're excited. This is a huge week for us. We have our what we call our Panther preview on Friday night, where we'll have a big scrimmage, inter-squad scrimmage at our Sylvania campus, which gives the student body and the fans on that side of town a chance to see the Panthers. And then it gives our guys a chance to get out on a different floor and kind of get a feel for a road game kind of. So we're excited for that. And then we'll come back on Sunday and play at Clackamas in that jamboree that they do such a good job running. And there's teams from all over. So you get a chance to see your guys against a variety of style of basketball teams. And we look forward to it, as always.
Tony, there's a lot of people talking about your team in the basketball world that people I know and respect. And I know you are excited about this year. We're going into November 1st in a couple hours. How are you feeling about this group right now?
You know, I feel good. I do. I feel good. We got a really good group. We've got some size, which is fun to have. Some big guys, a couple 6'8" guys, and we've got some veteran leadership, which is fun. We've got three guys: Andre McCowan, Dario Papa Vicente, and KJ Bosco. They all played last year. They all started for majority of the season, and they're back and they're leaders. So I'm really excited about that. And the rest of the guys are respectful of their leadership, and we've got a chance to do pretty good. And then not only that, we got progress back today, and there's a lot of A's. There are a lot of A's, more A's on those progress reports than normal, which is another great sign to see as a coach.
Speak to a little bit the academic piece. It's so important. Many of the young student-athletes in the NWAC, Tony, as you and I both know, you know better than I do, it's kind of their first experience with college, which is quite different than high school. And you got to time manage, you got to buckle down, and you got to get your studies done.
Yeah, most definitely. You've got to manage your time. And because you're going to have to practice, you're going to be away for games, you're gonna find time to be a young person. So you got to manage that studying time, and that's the key. So, you know, it's tricky because what I'm finding at the junior college level is you'll have a variety of guys, you know, some that are looking forward to what their future holds and trying to build themselves up for a career. And then you get some guys that just want to play basketball and hang on to their basketball dreams, which frustrates me, you know, because we keep telling them that you're only going to be able to play this for a short period of time. You've got to set yourself up for your life. And most guys follow and stay with it and do what they're supposed to, but then you got the guys that don't. They really frustrate you.
Tony, you know, talk a little bit about the three-point shot, how important that is to a basketball team. You know, sometimes it can get you in the game, win the game. Sometimes you can lose it. But you've got to have that threat out there nowadays.
Yes, the three-point shot has really become a huge part of the game nowadays. And
it just does so much. It spaces the floor. When you got guys that can shoot from the outside, now you have more room for your bigger guys to play. Everyone's not crowded all in. When you have athletic guys who can handle the ball real well, now you don't have to see as many zones. So last year we didn't really have great outside shooting, and everyone zoned us all year. And we struggled from time to time. But this year, the fun thing about college is you can recruit, you know, and you go find the things that you're looking, that you need. And I've got a couple guys, quite a few guys that I think can really fill it up, which should make us a much more balanced team. And then the other thing it can do is just late in games, you can get a guy hot and you can bust a game wide open. It can be a 2-point game, 3-point game, and then bang, 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 now it's a 9-point game. And you can pull away from a team. So the 3-point shot is huge. I'm telling you, Clackamas got us good with it, with the kid Joey Baldwin last year. And there were some other guys that could really shoot it. So it should be a fun year with shooters all across the Southern Conference.
Absolutely. Very well said, Tony. I'll look forward to seeing you. Speaking of fun, it's going to be fun to see you in person. Always is on Sunday at Clackamas and see your team. And, that's a challenging jamboree with some talented teams, and you'll learn a lot. But I know that you love the experience. You're there every year, and it's going to be great for the Panthers.
No doubt about it. It's really a great thing because you get to, like I said, you get to play a lot of other teams. Your players get some experience playing against another group. And then the other thing that's kind of understated is you get to start to set your – rotation of your playing time. Guys get to see that a little early, and that helps your team unity when the sooner guys can understand what role they're in, because early on everyone thinks they're going to play the whole game and start score 25 points. The jamboree lets reality set in a little bit, and I like that.
Have a great week, Tony, and I'll see you on Sunday.
All right, appreciate it. Have a great week yourself.
You betcha. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's basketball coach at Portland Community College in beautiful Portland, Oregon. Now another beautiful spot. Let's head out to Oregon City, Oregon, and talk with Brian Stamm, the outstanding associate men's coach at Clackamas Community College. And, Brian, my statement about your scrimmage yesterday with South Puget Sound is pretty simple. I went to an NWAC scrimmage and an NBA playoff game broke out. That was a tremendous scrimmage and so competitive and intense.
Yeah, I talked with a lot of the fans that were there and some players from other schools in the area, from Lewis and Clark, and coach from Concordia was there, and they all came up to me afterward and said, you know what, that felt like a league playoff implication kind of game, and we're still in October.
It very much did. It was a 3-point game at the end. Clackamas on top. Either team could have won. I was kind of impressed, Brian, and comment on this, that the way your team went to the boards yesterday, both offensively and defensively. And I thought rebounding was pretty special yesterday.
Rebounding is something that we always focus on and really spend a lot of time in practice preparing our guys to go to the right spots to rebound. To, you know, offensively, we have specific spots we go to that sets up our defensive transition. And then on defense, we really focus on blocking out every player. And so, you know, that was something that we've really emphasized, and we've led the NWAC multiple years, including last year, in rebounding. And, you know, I'll actually go out and say that I was a little disappointed with our rebounding effort. We ended up +1 for the game on rebounds, and I thought we left a lot on the table that, you know, where we did miss some box outs and some stuff that we've been able to point out to our guys on film and show them how they can become even better rebounders. But the effort was definitely
very
there.
Good. You're the coach, and that's why you're there. You pick out those things. What wasn't disappointing, I would have to say, was the effort yesterday. People diving for balls into the stands. running down, trying to block shots. It was pretty phenomenal.
Absolutely, you know, and that was my biggest thing that I took away was I mentioned last week I was interested to see where our conditioning was going to be at, and that was a big question mark for me that we spent a lot of time on last week in practice, and we showed with our effort that our conditioning is a lot better than I thought, and we really competed, got after it, like you said. And the other thing that I thought was really special about yesterday's scrimmage was you were sitting with Brant Miner, a good friend who runs Max Hoops of mine as well, and he posted on Twitter the energy that was provided by both teams' benches yesterday really helped propel the guys on the floor to keep getting after it. And that was kind of special because that's something you normally don't see in the preseason either.
Yeah, and, you know, the crowd really got into it. It was a great crowd. It was great to meet the Stottlemyre family, who has a great son, Des, playing for South Puget Sound. Met many of your fans, and, of course, as you said, Brant was there. But it was like the crowd wasn't just there to, you know, sit back and eat a package of peanuts. They were into the game the whole time, both sides.
They absolutely were, and like we said earlier, you know, it really had that feel of a late season ball game, and, you know, everybody into it, and exciting basketball where both teams were pressing most of the game and applying a lot of pressure and creating turnovers and getting transition baskets. So, yeah, it was really up-tempo and exciting.
Hey, Brian, talk a little bit about the evolution. You are a very talented coach, and, you know, you're really noted for your fundamentals, your workouts, your drills. The three-point shot is so big in basketball.
It really is, you know, and you know, when you can look at what a play, and instead of just getting 2 points every time, but be able to throw a three up there on occasion is huge, you know. And Coach Bardis alluded to the fact that it allows you to pull away in some games, and we've been lucky enough to use that and shoot the ball really well. Last year, two games really stick out in my mind. We played Clark Community College, who ended up winning our Southern Region last year. And the first time we played them at home, they decided they were going to try and take away our inside game with our dominant post player. And we changed the game and shot 53% from three as a team. And, you know, that completely blew their minds and their game plan, and they never saw that coming. And so the second time they had to say, okay, well, we're going to take that away. And the big fella inside went to town. So, you know, it's something that teams have to plan for. And if they're not prepared, they can get hit, and you can really take advantage of a game.
And tonight, Brian, we've got about a minute left. You've been around basketball at Clackamas Community College a long time now. Special day this Sunday, 23rd annual Jamboree, as Tony sort of couched it really well. It's a big day, it's a fun day, and it's a great day for teams.
Absolutely great day to watch teams kind of come together and start to figure things out. And for a lot of teams, this will be their first scrimmage. It's been that way for us in the past. We obviously got one in yesterday, but it's a great chance for the teams to build. It's a great event that college coaches come to recruit. We have scouting services that know the quality of the teams that we bring into this event that come and base their scouting reports that they send out to Division I, Division II schools based off of evaluating the players at this event. And, you know, it's going to be a loaded field once again, and the chili is going to be on point as well.
We'll see you Sunday, Brian. I can't add anything more to it. That's Brian Stamm, the admins, I should say the associate head coach at Clackamas Community College. He will be a great head coach on the Division I level someday. Fabulous person. Good night, Brian. Good night, listeners. And don't forget to make all your free things.